GabrielRadio.com.
This is listener-supported WVSG Columbus, Ohio, the home for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Ending love. And welcome back to the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 Fall Spirit Drive. You know, we are getting towards the bottom of this program for
the last hour.
It's when you pull in the big guns. And
yeah.
I'm looking at the big guns here.
That's right.
I have Bill Messerly and Dave Orsborn with me. And so that means we're getting serious here. It's serious business. This next hour, we have a goal of 20 gifts.
Yep.
20 gifts. So you guys have to pull it in. It's not
and a
my
challenge.
Job, all right?
This is it. This is where the rubber meets the road. We have a dollar for dollar challenge until 6 o'clock.
That's right.
So every dollar that comes in, a dollar is matched.
That's
so
right.
$1 becomes $2. $200 becomes $400. $500 becomes $1,000.
Yes.
That's a lot of money on the
table.
That's
a lot of money, but we know that there's someone out there listening that can do that. If any amount... We are so happy to have any amount, but a sustaining membership is $20 per more or more per month. And with that, you get Breaking Open the Bible, three simple Bible studies to help you discover the riches of the Old and New Testament. This is published by Magnificat. Now, if you can become send in a leadership gift, which is $1,000 or more, think of that. That's $2,000 that the station gets.
It's multiplied.
Yes. Boom. And with that, you get Breaking Open the Bible that I just talked about, and you also get Heaven Starts Now, Becoming a Saint Day by Day. And who doesn't need to do that?
I don't. Who doesn't need it?
Yeah, exactly. All of our listeners, we all need it. I'm going to give a quote here.
Okay, and
because
we're supposed to guess
who it is.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to test your.
Oh my!
Bill's trying to read through the paper.
Yeah,
I am.
Okay,
that might be my only way.
Who is this quote from? Since we were just talking about the love of God, the song was about that. Okay, to fall in love with God is the greatest romance. To seek Him, the greatest adventure. To find Him, the greatest human achievement. Who was that?
Was it a saint?
Well, I don't know.
A little help here. Bill,
no.
You got anything?
I would say either St. Catherine of Siena or St. Therese of Lisieux.
Well, it would sound like them, but guess what? It's St. Augustine.
Oh.
Doesn't it sound like
Dave
him?
Dave was going to say that.
You were going to... Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
Right.
Thanks.
Oh,
give me a chance.
Oh,
give
dear
me
Lord,
a chance.
I am going to need help this hour. Thank God.
I got robbed. I got robbed.
Well, anyway, we're going to have an angel update with
Dee
Dee.
After we pray.
Yes, we do.
Pray.
Could I? Okay, yes.
Please.
Let's pray first.
And take it.
Oh, I thought Bill was going to, but I'll take it.
I'm sorry,
no,
Bill.
No, you go. He's the boss man anyway.
We'll go ahead and pray. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
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 Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the gift of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. We thank you for the gift of our lives. We thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. Dear Lord, just help us this moment to truly see that you love us, that you care for us, that you wish to open your arms to us, and that you wish that we bring those same open arms to others. We ask this through your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for that. That was very beautiful.
Yeah, that was a quote from me.
St. William of Westerville.
From your lips to Jesus' heart, right? Yes,
you know, that would be a fun game, though, if in a future Spirit Drive, have some quotes and have some of our guests try to guess the saint or the
call
writer.
In guess the saint. That's right.
Yeah,
I can pull these things. I can pull a bunch of them up for you.
Yeah.
I love doing that kind of research.
Yeah.
You know what? I was, our last show that we did with Father John Sims Baker, Abiding in Hope.
Yes.
And he talked about the challenges of life being an adventure. That was our adventure. that he spoke about. And that's why I really love this quote of St. Augustine, to fall in love with God is the greatest romance. I love that part. To seek him, the greatest adventure, and to find him, the greatest human achievement. So seeking Christ is seeking God in the midst of all of our challenges and struggles. That's an adventure. Don't forget that. Where else would you find that good news but on St. Gabriel Radio?
That's right.
You know what?
Amen.
You don't find that on regular secular media. You find it here. The other stuff is all bad news. We have the good news. And some of the good news that we have now is coming from our angel.
Amen. And we're still on the dollar for dollar match, aren't we,
Marianne?
Yes,
we are until 6 o'clock.
Yes, indeed. So if people could call in at 614-459-4820 to St. Gabriel Radio, that would be terrific. And we're going to start off this new hour in a terrific way.
Yay.
Michael called in, and he's a business membership. So that is
a wonderful business
membership.
Thank
and we
you.
Thank you. So that starts us off beautifully. Yes, indeed.
Yes,
thank
you,
indeed.
Michael,
thank you so much.
What is this business?
He didn't say.
Oh, you didn't say, Michael.
No,
so sorry. We would have given you a plug.
Michael, you could call back in.
Yes,
definitely. Find out what Michael's business is. We also had Mary call in, and she's from St. Mary Magdalene Parish. Beautiful church. I don't know if anyone has ever been in there, but it's a beautiful church to visit. And she gave an honor of Father Matheson, who was just here. And indeed.
Thank you, Father. I hope you're listening.
Well, Mary, I want you to know I did chase him down, and he does know that you gave in honor of him. So I just wanted you to know that he's aware of that. And she really likes Teresa Tamio, one of my Paisano friends who is also on the radio, and Morning Glory. So thank you for your one-time gift. Also, John, he's from St. Brendan's Parish, and he enjoys listening in the car. And with all the orange barrels out, I'm sure that you've got a lot of opportunities. Thank you for your one-time gift also, John. We do appreciate that.
Thank you, John.
And let's see, Betty called in, and she's also from St. Mary Magdalene Church, and she loves everything about St. Gabriel Radio here, and she gave a one-time gift also, so we want to thank you for
Fantastic.
That.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Time for one more?
Heck yes.
All righty. So they're just sliding them in as we
great.
Go here.
Keep them coming.
And we want to thank Sue, and she's in Hilliard at St. Agatha Parish, and she loves everything about St. Gabriel Radio and all the priests, especially Father Oakes. So Father Oakes, here's a big shout out to you. Thank you so much, Sue, for your one-time gift. Call 614-459-4820, and please help us because we're getting down to the last hour today.
And
you
I would
can
love
go online,
nothing.
Too.
I would love nothing more than for you to sit here for the next 50 minutes just reading and thanking another.
That's all we do that would
for
be
the
wonderful.
Next 50 minutes is to thank people.
Okay, I'm going to fly out and get some
ringing.
More. Okay.
Yes, keep that phone ringing, 614-459-4820, or go online, stgabrielradio.com. We have about 50 minutes left of that dollar for dollar match.
Dollar.
So please join us. Participate. We need you, and you know what? When those orange barrels are out there, as our angel Dee Dee mentioned, you need St. Gabriel, because I can think of some of my thoughts in those orange barrels that I wouldn't mention on the radio. They're really not that bad, but it's so good to have. I get frustrated,
it's not
and
so
I
much
think,
the
how
orange
can I
barrels.
Get out of this traffic?
Yeah. It's the people around the orange barrels, right?
yes.
The All ones those without other... the AMA 20 magnets.
That's right. So. You need us, St. Gabriel Radio, to bring you peace and joy and patience and all of those things in the midst of those challenges with those orange barrels. 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com is how you keep the good news coming and keep your anger at bay.
You know,
right, Bill?
As the executive director, I just want to kind of give a backdrop to how inexpensive it is to use Catholic Radio.
Yes.
It only costs about a dollar a minute, and we reach, at any given time, we believe 80,000 listeners all over Ohio that are actually tuning into this station. So it's pennies per soul to teach the Word of God every day. And the great thing about radio is that most people listen on their commute, and that average commute in Ohio is about an hour a day. So that's an hour where you're in the sanctuary of your car, in the quiet of your car, and you're listening to the Word of God, reflecting on the Word of God in a way that we wouldn't otherwise. It's a very powerful way, in an inexpensive way, and a great use of your dollars to spread the faith. So give us a call, 614-459-4820.
That's amazing. What a great value this programming is.
Isn't it?
And we're reaching people literally all over the world now between AM820, our web stream, our app, the Amazon Echo. We have listeners all over the world. We heard this morning from a woman down in Tennessee who was doing a web search for the name Gabriel.
Really?
St. Gabriel comes
really?
Up. She just came into the church last year, doesn't have a Catholic community around her.
Oh, my goodness.
But we've become her community. So through the internet, talk about a Holy Spirit moment for her to come across St. Gabriel Radio that way. And now she's one of our supporters. So another supporter from Knoxville, Tennessee. Isn't that amazing?
You know, and you know, here I have a story that's pretty amazing, too. And I have no clue how this happened. But I did a show once with the Calyx, members of the Calyx Society.
Yeah.
I can't really say anyone's name, I don't think. But that show was really a good show. And if you don't know what Calyx is, it's a Catholic group that meets after Mass at St. Michael's, the Tuesday Mass, and then they meet, and it's people who are members of Alcoholics Anonymous, and then they have kind of Mass and just sharing together, mm-hmm. Support. So anyway, the person who was on with me at that particular show has quite a distinctive voice. Well, here's what happened. Now, you would think that maybe St. Gabriel only reaches around Ohio or online. It can go anywhere. But there was a man in the midst of nowhere in Canada, out on a fishing boat in the midst of, I don't even know how you get signals out there because you couldn't get internet. You couldn't get it. You guys might be able to explain that. But this man in the morning turns on what I think is a little radio or a transistor or something. And whose voice does he hear right away but that booming voice of his friend who was on my show?
In Columbus, Ohio.
In yeah. Columbus, Ohio.
Whoa.
Did you ever hear that story?
No.
You didn't hear that?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Like, there's like, and we looked on the map to see where this fishing boat would have been. There's nothing but water and trees around there. Yeah. That's it. And he heard his friend's voice. There's only one voice like that in this world, I think. Yeah. If you would probably know who I...
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, and these shows are up on the our archive at stgabrielradio.com. Go to Family Sanctuary. Scroll back until you see the show. It's called Calyx.
Calyx, yes.
And that's what you're investing in, folks. That sort of God moments
that's it.
Really, almost every day we hear stories. Not quite like that.
That one's
but
amazing.
But all the hearts are have the same value to the Lord. So whether it's, you know, somebody in the middle of Canada or somebody in Chillicothe that's going through a rough patch, St. Gabriel's touching all these hearts. And we're asking for you either to become a new sustaining member or to upgrade your sustaining membership, your existing sustaining membership, so that we can participate fully in this dollar-to-dollar match. You do so by calling 614-459-4820, 614-459-4820, or go online to stgabrielradio.com.
And you might be wondering, these last few days, we have matching challenges per hour. Perhaps if we met a certain goal, then somebody would just throw in $500. In every one of those cases, those phone calls to me were because they know that Catholic Radio has an impact on people. And the match that we have this hour
That's right.
is from a man who has been so humble and faithful. If you saw him in a Catholic organization, you would say, well, that person is a wonderful leader, a strong leader, a saint,
mm-hmm.
but that he's not on the podium. He's not in the limelight, but he believes so deeply that Catholic Radio helps families, especially young women, and the relationship between men and women that has been so convoluted that he said, I'm going to give you $5,000. Can you make sure that this is going to be doubled? And that's what we're asking you to do right now. You make a gift, it doubles. Any gift you can make up to $5,000, he will double. But he wants you to be part of this as well. So call 614-459-4820, 614-459-4820. Or if it's easier, go online at stgabrielradio.com.
And Bill, this is, this is repeated often in St. Gabriel's history where somebody with some means steps forward and says, I'll put this money into St. Gabriel, but I want to see community support. And that's how we've magnified our grassroots support over the years throughout Central Ohio and beyond because of people willing to take that next step to put some money up. And they do it with the condition that more people come on
board. Right.
Which is, I think, just so inspired and so beautiful because then it gets more people on board with us. And then they have an investment. They're part of the radio family. And now they're going to tell somebody else about St. Gabriel Radio. They're going to evangelize. And we're going to touch heart after heart after heart.
And, you know, our station talks about the truth. And you don't get the truth everywhere. There's fake news. There's news in which it's manipulated for a purpose or for a believed cause that will have a great outcome. The belief in our culture right now, the lie that we're living, is that a system or an organization or a leader can bring about a revitalization. The only thing that can bring about a revitalization is Jesus Christ, his sacraments, his word, and that's coming through St. Gabriel Radio as a spark. The thing I'm noticing at St. Gabriel Radio this week, these last 3 days, is that there's courage. There's courage from individuals that are learning the faith more and more. We're not theologians, but we're learning that. And they're so courageous in saying, I want to listen to my son or daughter more, or I want to listen more to my coworkers. I'm engaging with them more and more. And we had that conversation with a woman who stopped by on Wednesday, and she said, you know what? I was praying to get out of my job, but what happened was that God was telling me, I have you in this job that's not fruitful for you, but that this person in the cubicle next to you needs you. And she is day to day going to meet with him. And she says she's almost surprised after listening to Catholic Radio that now she has the courage to see the truth, that she has a purpose at work.
Sure.
That's what Catholic Radio is doing.
That's
what
God,
you can support.
Works, you know?
Call us, 614-459-4820. It will bear fruit, 614-459-4820.
And Marianne, that's why we were so excited when he came to us with the idea for Abiding in Hope, which I do want to talk about for a couple minutes. This is a show that you're hosting with Father John Sims Baker from the Pontifical College Josephinum from the Diocese of Nashville, right?
Yes.
And the two of you together are sharing stories, real questions that come in to your website, abidinginhope.com.
That's right.
Where people are facing a challenge, an obstacle, something that's frustrating or is leading them potentially away from Christ. And what you and Father do is show them the hope in Christ. You know, that this is the solution to whatever the problem is, big, small, major, that there really is one answer, and that's in Christ. And we've talked about in the first few episodes, and these are up on our archive also at stgabrielradio.com, that the vices opposed to hope, right, are despair or presumption.
That's right.
Despair that you can't get out of the hole.
That's right.
Where there's no way to survive, or presumption, which is just as bad, which is I can do it on my own.
Yep.
And we hear these stories time after time. So when you came to Bill and I with this story, or with the idea for Abiding in Hope, we're like, we hear these stories. We know our listeners need to hear this message, and they're hearing it on the other shows, but this is a focused message that they get from you and Father. A half an hour every other week on Mondays and repeated on Sundays on how to find hope in every situation. And I just love this show.
Good. Thank you. I'm really happy you do. It's, that was a God thing. This is the way God works. When I first, I guess, talked with you guys about doing this show, I remember Bill asked me, do you have a priest in mind? And I said, no, I don't. But I'll think about it, pray about it, you know, do what you have to do. It took probably about 8 months, I guess, of really that prayer and just kind of being present to the Lord to speak, to mm-hmm. allow this to happen and to bring the right person. And you know what happened is once he was there, everything in his life, it was the right time. In my life, it was the right time. So what we want to do with this show is offer our listeners hope and offer them practical ways to get to meet Christ in the midst of all of life's challenges. They're there. So if there's spiritual challenges, if there are questions about the faith, if there are questions, as I'm a Catholic therapist and a clinical counselor here in Ohio, call us, or you go on to abidinginhope.com. It's a work in progress, that website, but you can place your questions there. We really want you to join us in this show.
And they are very practical suggestions. So it's part counseling, it's part spiritual direction, and I think it's a really nice combination between you and Father. Call us right now, 614-459-4820, 614-459-4820, or online at stgabrielradio.com.
And you know what you're talking about is that when you really look, you can see how God is working in your life and how he brings mm-hmm. things together like a puzzle, and
yes.
many times in a way that we didn't want the puzzle to come together. If you've experienced that after being ensconced in the truth through St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, I really encourage you to give back and to not only support the station that supports you, but to support the station that maybe others can't support, but that you can. So call us now, 614-459-4820.
You know, Dave, you were mentioning about how this person that has the dollar-for-dollar match, that generous donor yep. of $5,000, how you get this frequently where people will donate, but they want community support. They want to bring you in with this, with them,
right.
in this mission. And you know what? When you do that, there is no telling. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard what God has ready for those who love him. And he can do amazing things with your dollar. Not only does he multiply that in this next 40 minutes, but what he does, the ripple effect of that dollar that you send in now goes out and touches hearts and minds and souls that you have no idea who they are and how you're helping. You will be helping your family members, you will be helping yourself, and you will be helping strangers, which is the mission. We're all called to be on that mission. And you can join us right now, 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com.
Well, and sometimes we think too small. You know,
yes,
and,
we do.
And God wants to do
all
great things, and
yes.
he is doing great things here. And we may think, hey, I'm in a great Bible study, or I'm in a great parish where we have it all going here. Think of that woman down in Knoxville who isn't even a part of our community, who's now been touched by St. Gabriel Radio. That's
yes.
God's thinking.
That's
you know, God's size. That's not our size. We would have never thought that we're going to have an impact of somebody sitting in Knoxville, right? I mean, that wouldn't
exactly.
even be on our radar.
Exactly.
Never.
Never.
No.
But God is, right? And he's using you folks here in Central Ohio to touch these lives literally all over the world through our programming. That is incredible.
It's amazing. And you know what? To go with that, I have another quote.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I do.
Okay. Do we
now,
get to guess
you get
the
to
author?
Guess. You get to guess. This one might be a little bit difficult for you. I don't know. And our angel is here. So angels have, you know, these great
yeah.
powers. So Dee Dee's going to get this one.
yeah.
And this goes to just what you were saying about really helping our neighbor and things. To love our neighbor in charity is to love God in man.
Boom. There
okay.
you go.
To love our neighbor in charity is to love God in man. So you are loving your neighbor in charity by bringing God to them through St. Gabriel Radio. You can call 614-459-4820 or go online, stgabrielradio.com. All right, now, Bill, who said that?
Can you give us a hint?
It's a saint.
It is a saint.
Augustine.
No, no.
John
okay,
Paul II.
Okay, no, no. Dee Dee?
Saint. St. Therese?
No. Bill James is here, too. I bet you. He cheated.
Oh.
He looked over my shoulder. Okay.
What century?
Yeah, what century?
All right.
Who is it? St. Francis de Sales.
There you go. St. Francis de Sales. Yes. All right, so remember that to love our neighbor is in charity is to love God in your fellow man.
That's it.
Amen.
Well, 614-459-4820. That's 614-459-4820. Online at stgabrielradio.com. Angel?
I would love to say that today, many of you read the gospel, and the last line was that Susanna and others gave and provided for Jesus and his apostles. This is what you're doing, too. You're providing out of your resources Jesus's mission. And so we want to thank Sherry and George. They're in Delaware, and they gave a one-time gift, and they love it all, too, and they are giving a memory of their mom, Diana. So thank you, Sherry and George. Jason called in, and he's from St. Joan of Arc. I'll tell you, if we had to rate the parishes today, I think St. Joan of Arc.
Wow. Way to go, St. Joan. We love you.
Thank you, Jason. He gave a one-time gift, and he listens in the car, so we really want to thank you for your gift. And you know how many people say, I love everything. Well, Joyce is awesome. Joyce is from Westerville, St. Paul's, and she gave, first of all, in honor of Nicole and Sarah, her own angels. I know I'm yours, Marianne, but she gave in honor of hers, but she actually listed those people and those programs that she loves. She said Al Cresta, Father Ricardo, Bishop Campbell, Foundations in Faith with Monsignor Lane, Raising Saints, The Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio, and then she said it everything else.
So if it was a multiple choice, it was all the above.
It was all the above. Joyce, you won it today. You did great. And we want to thank her. She's a sustaining member at the silver level. So thank you, Joyce.
Appreciate it.
And we, yes, indeed. And we had, I believe Mary Beth called in, and she's from Williamsport, Ohio. I'm not quite sure where Williamsport is.
Wow.
Yay. And that's at St. Joseph's in Circleville. So that gives me an idea where that is. And she said, again, it's too long to list all the programs she likes, but she's giving an honor of Father Ted Matrunik. And I sure hope I'm saying that correctly. So Father Ted, God bless you. Bless all of our priests. Give it 614-459-4820. And I wanted to close out this little session with a special thing for all you people in this room with me. Peter called in, and he's from Powell at St. Joan of Arc. And he has given a leadership gift.
Peter, thank you. St. Jones comes through.
So thank you, Peter.
Thank you so much, Peter.
614-459-4820. Thank you. Keep those
proud
phones
to
ringing.
Call St. Jones
and,
my own.
And Peter's been listening for about 3 months.
Right. No
kidding. If I remember the story right.
Wow.
So he's only been listening for about 3 months.
Oh,
so folks,
Peter,
not to guilt
you,
right? But here he's a listener. He has the means. He's been listening to St. Gabriel for 3 months. If you've been listening for a year, 2 years, 5 years, whatever the case is, and haven't stepped forward yet, what's stopping you from calling in and just participating? We're not asking you, unless you have the means, to make a leadership gift. But call and do something, because we do need your support, and we do want to reach more souls. So 614-459-4820, 614-459-4820, stgabrielradio.com. We have a guest.
Yes. We have, we're going to have a little bit of a witness talk. I'm hoping that I'm about to say your name correctly, and let me try. Dalia Angles. Did I get it right?
Yes.
Oh, yay. What's your parish?
Newman Center.
Oh, the Newman Center. Okay. So tell us what St. Gabriel Radio has done for you and what it means to you and how long you've been listening.
I've been listening like 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
It started by, I saw so many of those bumper
magnets.
Magnets.
Yes.
And I said, I have to try. So I gave it a try. And while I was driving to work, I enjoy so much all this. It was Father Ricardo at that time, early in the morning. And I enjoy so much all his insight, reflections about different things in life, real life, but always with the light of the scripture. So that really helped, you know, in different ways, because I'm a mom, I'm a professional, I'm a woman. So how that impacted my life, that was great.
Beautiful. And what do you do in your profession?
I'm a teacher.
You're a teacher.
Yes.
So, you know, just think of the impact of how St. Gabriel Radio has touched your life And then how perhaps it changes you as a teacher to bring goodness and truth and beauty.
Absolutely.
What grades do you teach? Maybe you teach...
I've taught different grades. Lately, 4, 5, and 6. And yes, and absolutely. I think the fact that what grew in me mm-hmm. as a Catholic, my main thing was how can I be a testimony mm-hmm. of my faith in my working area, you know, and how can I be a Catholic in a world that is not all of us Catholics?
Sure. Do you find it brings you more patience, you know, and there's growth in virtue for those who listen to St. Gabriel Radio.
Oh,
it
yeah.
kind of seeps in over time and changes your heart and changes your soul. So
and your view of things and people and, you know, being more sensitive to who they are, you know, in their own...
The dignity of the person.
Being a person, a human mm-hmm. being.
Yeah.
And God loves us as we are with all our, you know, strengths and weaknesses. But still, you know, in that human being, there's so much potential. So trying to help people or the kids, encourage them to find that goodness and that potential to grow as human beings. Yeah.
And I'm thinking of every parent that's out there listening, how much they would want to have a teacher like you for their children. You know, you a teacher who's godly and just patient and kind and generous with the children, a beautiful smile on your face and all, because I'm sure you always were that way, but yet I know that there's been growth in virtue in you
absolutely.
Through St. Gabriel Radio mm-hmm. over 3 years. So if you are touched by a teacher in your life, if you have been and you want to call in their honor or their memory, you could do that at stgabrielradio.com or call 614-459-4820. We do have a goal for this hour of 20 gifts and 7 sustaining members. We are so grateful that we have had a leadership gift. There was one as our goal, and we would love to have more. We would love to knock that one right out of the water, right?
Yeah.
And just keep them coming. Who says we have to stop at one?
Yeah, keep going.
We also have been blessed with a business member this hour, a new one. But we do need more gifts this hour. So call or go online, stgabrielradio.com or 614-459-4820. You're looking at me, Bill. that usually means he has something. He wants me to be quiet so that
No, it's not. I think you're right. I was actually looking at the board, and all of our pledges disappeared. So
yes,
we had I think 9 before. Now
yes,
we have 0. So I'm not sure exactly what's going on. I was looking
Someone's
at you for some guidance.
I have no clue
but we do
either.
Need
I
your
thought
support.
You'd have the answer.
We need your support these next few minutes. This is the biggest hour that St. Gabriel Radio has during our drive. It's the final hour of Friday. I would say that maybe 15 to 20% of all of our sustaining members come in this last hour. I'd really like to encourage you to be one of those this year. We need you. We need those sustaining members every month to pay our gas and electric bills, other expenses to run this radio station. And you can do that by calling 614-459-4820, 614-459-4820, or go at stgabrielradio.com.
And if you're listening and you wondered who that voice was, that was our executive director here, stgabrielradio.com. That is Bill Messerly. We have also our production. You're the vice executive director?
Oh.
All of those adjectives.
The sub director.
You're some sort of. You're right.
That's
on.
A long
you're
name.
Second,
you know, after we get done naming the dog.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're going to name me.
We're going to name Dave Orsborn. What exactly is, who is Dave Orsborn?
Yeah.
I'm Marianne Jepson, and I'm the host of Abiding in Hope. And that's on the second Monday. The first and third Mondays at 12:30 and also Sundays at 2 p.m. And
I think most
heard...
importantly, with a show like this, also available on demand online.
Sure.
Through both abidinginhope.com as well as stgabrielradio.com. This is a show that you're going to, you may hear it the first time in the car, but there's so much packed into it and so much practical advice, you're going to want to go back to the archive And listen to it again.
Thank you. And I don't take all the credit for all of that great stuff.
Oh, no,
that's
I wasn't giving
there.
You
that's
all
Father,
the credit.
I know you would. I knew you never would anyway. Father John Sims Baker is my co-host on that. But, you know, we had just this wonderful testimony from Dalia Angles from the Newman Center, a great teacher in the city of Columbus. What is the school?
Columbus Spanish Immersion.
Oh, Columbus Spanish Immersion. Yes. That's beautiful. Yes. So, Dalia had started listening about 2-3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And look at her now. She's here and she's giving her testimony. That could be you sitting in this chair in future spirit drives. That could be you sitting across and telling how St. Gabriel Radio has touched your life. These two boys that I am with here, even though they're executive directors and vice executive something or others, whatever they are like two, are they like the bad kids at the back of the room?
Time out.
Class?
Yeah.
Time out. Like, I can't even talk. Okay.
But we're separated.
Thank God by the teacher. Yes. I wouldn't be able to. What was the sign you were, the note you were just passing?
Do you have a challenge for our listeners to call in?
it was upstanding. I mean, it was, it wasn't just a passing a note. Like,
it wasn't,
do you want to get a snack here in a couple
Marianne?
Minutes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say something in Spanish. A mí me encanta escuchar esta radio porque nos trae un mensaje tan real, tan de vida y siempre apoyado por la lectura de la Biblia. Yo sé que hay muchas familias que no tienen la oportunidad de ir a una escuela católica, llevar a sus hijos a una escuela católica y que sería una gran ayuda como padres para poder orientarnos y ayudarnos a criar a nuestros hijos bajo la fe de Dios.
Vivo Cristo Rey.
Que viva.
Que viva. Okay, so could you just translate that a little bit for us?
Well, I was calling to our Catholic families and Latin American community to listen to this radio. It's such a great source of energy, of wisdom, and we learn so much. It will help us teach our kids and support them in their growth. And not all of us can take our kids to a Catholic school.
That's right.
But on that growth, we as parents, we need to know what is our role as parents and how can we help them. And there's so much, you know, when you listen to all these different programs, it's not just one. There's so many different programs that could enlighten us and help us in this path of teaching
this
our
adventure.
Kids.
This is adventure.
An adventure
of,
yes.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Okay.
Dalia, thanks for being with us. That was awesome.
Thank you.
That
thank
really
you for
was.
Inviting
I really
me.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You. All right.
Right now, we're going to hear from Father Larry Richards telling us why Catholic radio is so important.
This is Father Larry Richards of Open Line Thursday. I just want to talk to you about the importance of Catholic radio. Catholic radio is an instrument of salvation. People hear about Jesus Christ through Catholic radio and they get to live forever. But we need you to help us. Please pray for us so that we can continue this work. This is your home and we're always here for you. Thanks to our friends at EWTN, our programming is provided free of charge. But this station has other expenses that must be paid to keep the doors open and the lights on. Support of your local Catholic radio station helps keep shows like EWTN Open Line available in your area. No matter the amount, your gift works to make a difference for you, for others, and for the future of our Catholic radio family. Please prayerfully consider making a gift right now. We'll talk to you soon.
Signet Dental Laboratories, professional service and excellence in dental appliances, crowns, and bridges. Signet Dental Laboratory, online in Columbus, Ohio.
Hi, everybody. I'm Douglas Sells. Join us Friday nights for high school football coverage on AM 820. We kick it off at 6 when Ryan Baker and I visit with Central Ohio's players and coaches on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show.
Then join me, Randy Reinhart, and Larry Wolf at 7 from Jack Ryan Field for the CCL Game of the Week, brought to you by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. We get our first glimpse this season of the two-time defending state champion Bishop Hartley Hawks as they take on the Wolves of Worthington Kilbourn. It's OCC and CCL as Hartley plays host to Kilbourn Friday night at 7.
And after the game, be sure to join myself, Ryan Baker, and Lee Cochran for scores from all over Central Ohio with the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Rev Local Digital Marketing.
That's the preview show at 6 o'clock, the Catholic High School Game of the Week at 7, and the AM 820 Scoreboard Show after the game, Friday nights on AM 820.
Rob Ernie, personal injury attorney in Columbus. Auto, motorcycle, and trucking accidents, serving the Catholic community's legal needs. Online at ohioinjurylaw.com.
If you've been in a group setting recently, you've probably heard a fair amount of despair. Some are proposing that the worldly leaders or a better system will solve our problems. The only true and lasting change is turning our hearts towards God. Let's band together and stand up for the faith and support St. Gabriel Catholic Radio this week during our fundraiser. Your gift will keep the airways alive with the truth of Jesus Christ and His Church. Call 614-459-4820 or go online at stgabrielradio.com.
God alone, my soul rejoices. God alone, my spirit sings. He alone, my strength, my fortress. Pour out my heart in praise. God alone.
Welcome back. We are here at the studios of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio on Henderson and Winterset in Columbus. Come on down. We need you to ring those phones. We've got 20 more
minutes. Just 20 minutes.
Now's 20 minutes, and now's we need to really make it happen in the next 20 minutes. We have dollar for dollar matching here. In the next 20 minutes, don't let that slide by. Your dollar is worth twice the amount. If you call now, 614-459-4820, or go online to stgabrielradio.com. We are looking for sustaining memberships of $20 or more per month, leadership gifts, $1,000 per more a month, business memberships, $50 per more or month for 100 messages per year. You don't get a bang for your buck like that in the secular media. And we have a drawing going on for anyone who calls during this spirit drive. You will be entered to win a beautiful 30-inch statue of Our Lady of Fatima in this, the 100th anniversary of Our Lady of Fatima and the apparitions there. That was about peace. That was about saving souls for God and avoiding eternal damnation. Nobody wants to go there. Everybody, who would want to go there when, you know, you can spend eternity with Christ and take others with you, take your family members with you. 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. And we have our beautiful angel, Dee Dee Monaco.
Well, I have and wonderful news.
You do.
Yay. I do.
Yay.
I think this,
we love it.
This troika here, this team is fantastic because Martin just called in and he said he likes the thing best of St. Gabriel Radio. He just wants to give thanks to God for the radio station. He's at St. Brendan's, and he gave a leadership gift. So
thank you, Martin.
What a way to start this reporting.
Thank you, Martin.
Thank
you,
$1,000 just doubled.
God bless you, and thanks to God for you, too. Also, Jody called in. She's from St. Bridget of Kildare, and she has given a one-time gift, and she gives in honor of Bill and Dave, our new vaudeville team here.
Oh, yes.
Bill and Dave, thank you so much, Jody. And then Neri called in over at Holy Name Parish and has given a one-time gift. Thank you so much, Neri. I really appreciate it because you're helping us with this match dollar for dollar. Thank you. And then Peggy at St. Paul's in Westerville called, and she gives in honor of St. Gabriel. Yes, indeed,
St. Gabriel.
And Father Drury. And if any of you know Father Drury, I think he's a saint in the making. So thank you for that.
And he's helping. He's bringing people along with him.
God
That's
oh,
right.
Yeah, well, I'm going to hang on to him then. And he, Peggy gives a one-time gift. Thank you so much, Peggy. And the last one to report right now is Rebecca from St. John Newman in Galena. She has upgraded her sustaining membership, and thank you for that. Sustaining members, thank you so much. She loves Father Ricardo, Encounter, and In Morning Glory. All of you can sustain your membership, too, and upgrade it at 614-459-4820 or give a gift at any amount. It's being matched dollar for dollar right now. So, Marianne, come on. You've got it going, girl.
We have 16 more minutes. I would love to get one call per minute. That would
be
16 calls. Really wouldn't good. That great? Yeah. Can you call, please, 614-459-4820. It costs a dollar a minute to sponsor a minute. We've got 16 minutes, so how about 16
sponsor
calls?
A minute. Or yeah, 16 calls?
Yeah, that's right.
Or $16,000.
The math adds up to I me.
Like your,
yeah.
Yeah. I like
614-459-4820. Just want to share a highlight of my week, Bill. The last few days, we've had a number of youth ministers either as angels or testimonies, guests of the station. To a person, they're all, the word that comes to my mind is they're being equipped. They're using what they hear on St. Gabriel Radio to bring back into their youth groups. Well, number one, they're listeners themselves. They love, and these are 20s, you know, for the most part, 20-somethings, who just love the programming. So that tells me that we're appealing to everybody, right? That this isn't just radio for 60-year-olds. So they're loving the programming. Yeah. But they're also able to take this teaching back into their middle school and high school youth groups, which also tells me that our programming is touching these kids' hearts through their youth ministers. We have so much to be hopeful for in our diocese. Just meeting some of these youth ministers for the first time, they're incredible. And the sacrifices that they're making for the church are intense. So let's pray for them. Let's pray for all that are giving of themselves to work in our parishes, our priests, our lay ministers. And know that St. Gabriel supports all of them. And we're asking for your support now of St. Gabriel Radio, 614-459-4820, or online at stgabrielradio.com.
You know, we talk about Catholic radio and radio in general. It's an old technology. It's been around for a long time. It's actually the most effective way to evangelize. Even John Paul II identified it as such many years ago.
The most intimate of media.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because it's personal. It's in the theater of the mind. It's the difference between you reading a book and going to a movie. When you read a book in the theater of the mind, you really engage what you're hearing or reading in that case. The same with radio. If you've seen that same impact, I really challenge you to join 614-459-4820. You will magnify the faith. Your drop, your gift, will magnify the faith. It will fill up the cup to overflowing. That little drop, it does magnify things because we reach so many people at any given moment, 5 to 10,000 people at any minute. How could we do that any other way?
Yeah.
So call 614-459-4820.
Well, and you don't know then, so that person comes back to confession, to the sacrament. And we've heard that from our priests throughout the week, that they're getting people coming back to the sacraments, back to Mass, back to confession, 20, 30, 40 years of being away. Because of something that they heard on St. Gabriel or talking to somebody that shares what they heard on St. Gabriel Radio brings them back to the sacraments. We don't know. We know what that impact has been on that one person, but we don't know how it's affecting their spouses, their children, their neighbors, because then they're going back out into the community sharing the love of Christ. And that's what this is all about.
You know, this is about truth. This is what you're getting here is truth. And I just this past week, I heard a story of someone who was led away from the Catholic faith because of misperceptions and things that people had told them that was not true. And so they left and they were gone for many years. And now this one woman is coming back, just kind of stepping foot in, not fully joining, but is seeking out because she's heard. She's seen the bumper magnets. She's tuned in. And she's realizing what I was told years ago that led me away was not the truth. You know, people think they know what the Catholic Church teaches, or they think they know what the Catholic Church is about. But, you know, some people do, but a whole lot of people that are talking about it don't. And what you're getting here is always the truth. And so be a part of that truth and help others to find that truth. 614-459-4820. We have 11 minutes left, and that would be great to have 11 calls in 11 minutes. Yeah. 614-459.
That's you. One call.
That you are the caller.
That's right.
That one call. But if 11 people would be that one person,
that's right,
we'd have a call a minute. 614-459-4820. If you're at home or you're at work and you're sitting by your desk and you've got your computer open, go to stgabrielradio.com and you can make your donation there as well.
You know, Catholic radio is one of the outreach mediums that is reaching not just Catholics in the pews.
Yes.
It's reaching Catholics away from the pews.
That's right.
And non-Catholics.
That's right.
It's approachable. It's easy to tune in. It's easy to tune in, even if you maybe don't want to hear the message of the Catholic faith, but you're curious. So it is approachable. It's reachable. All it takes is one little button push. If you are one of those individuals that have pressed that button to listen to Catholic radio since our new outreach campaign with billboards, yard signs, with our dogs inviting you to lend an ear, give us a call or make a pledge so that we can continue to do that. 614-459-4820.
And because of your support and your generosity, we hear this time of year especially, RCIA classes filling up. And over again, we're hearing from the RCIA directors, the directors of religious ed and the priests, that these people are coming into the classes with curiosity because of what they hear on St. Gabriel Radio. And so we see it starting now, and we see it come to its full fruit at the Easter Vigil. And it's, folks, if you've never been to an Easter Vigil, take the opportunity, because there's nothing as powerful as seeing these people getting up for the first time, declaring the creed and professing the faith, getting baptized or brought into full communion with the church. There's nothing like it.
And you know what I'm thinking too, as you were talking about earlier about the young people, what we're seeing, the growth in faith of young people, and we're seeing that with people coming into the church. It's not just like people are being drug in by, you know, their ear and coming into the, they are coming in vibrant. They are coming in alive and on fire for the faith because they've found the truth. They have found freedom in their lives.
And adventure.
And
you used the word adventure earlier.
Yeah,
especially, they're looking for an adventure. They know that there's something more in their lives. And if you want adventure, folks, this is, you know, the way to do it. And Catholic radio provides high adventure. There's nothing like living a life of discipleship, following Christ. And that's what we bring you 24 hours a day, High Adventure Radio, 614-459-4820, 614-459-4820. We have less than 10 minutes to go.
And you know what? Mm-hmm. It's a deep and it's a rich adventure. It's greater. You know, you get cheap stuff on
TV. Eternal.
Yes, but the beauty and the, you know, 2,000 plus years of Catholicism, there's so much there. You could live a lifetime and never even scratch the surface of all of the depth and the wisdom that is there. So start that adventure. Start that journey now. Help others to find that journey and to really change lives. 614-459-4820, stgabrielradio.com. We are, we have
about
8 minutes
left. How many do we have now?
Left.
We have a goal of 20. How many
yes.
more do we need?
Just three more.
Three phone calls.
That's it. But we'd like, I'm counting the minutes down. We've
and
got about
three
seven.
Sustaining members, if at all possible.
That's
our,
right.
Our goal for this hour is seven sustaining members. If we had, you consider that sustaining membership level, 67 cents a day, $240 a year, $20 a month. Those are really desperately needed to be sure that we can pay our bills month to month. 614-459-4820.
And our angel, Dee Dee, has just flown in.
Well,
what's
this
the good
will make
news,
you
girl?
Happy.
Yes.
It'll make you happy because
good.
Peggy called in, and she's from Grove City, Our Lady of Perpetual Help, and she is a sustaining member. So that's...
Thank you,
we
Peggy.
We really appreciate it.
Thank you
so much, Peggy. And she loves Morning Glory and Father Ricardo and everything else. And then we have Patricia calling from Immaculate Conception Parish, and she loves Father Ricardo, Divine Mercy Chaplet, gave a one-time gift, but get this, she also donated her car. So
for those of you
cute. Yes.
Who
yes.
don't know, you can donate your car that to St. Gabriel right. Radio. Thank you, Patricia. And we have Jenny, and she's wow. at St. Cecilia's Parish. She loves everything, too, on the radio station, and she has given a one-time gift. Thank you, Jenny. We really appreciate that. And then we have an anonymous caller, and he has donated a one-time gift, too. Wow. So thank you Good. So much. We're Good. Really close to our goal, 614-459-4820. We only need three more.
Keep those phones ringing.
Keep them ringing.
You know, we need to have an attitude of gratitude, right?
That's right. That's
and
so
we're
perfect.
All pretty, yeah, we're all pretty spoiled. If you've been listening for some time and you haven't said thank you, this is one way to say thank you. It will multiply those who hear the word of God. So it not only blesses you, but it blesses others. But show your gratitude, 614-459-4820. Put us over the top. Know that your generosity will have a real effect.
Bill, what was the highlight for you this week?
Wow.
I know, looking back to Wednesday, in some ways seems a long time ago.
Yeah.
I know there's so many grace-filled moments here over the course of a spirit drive, yeah. but does one stand out?
Yeah, there's a few that stand out, and I think that if I go there, it's going to take the last few minutes. And these last few minutes, we know as a listener-supported mm-hmm. station, we probably need to encourage you, our listening family, to step forward. But in general, I think of three stories. In all three stories, all three testimonies were from holy individuals who, when I looked in their eyes, I really saw that they're close to our Lord. I could tell that they're close to our Lord. It was a gift for me to be in their presence. And I know that we should see that in everybody we meet. Of course, in some cases, you see less of that veil that we see when we see each other. So I was really graced and kind of overwhelmed a few times to know that this child of God is really allowing themselves to be holy. They're receiving the sacraments. They truly want to see the will of God in everything they do throughout the day. And that, to me, is inspirational.
Well, and there's saints all around us here. We are so blessed to be in this community, to be a part of this community with our parishes, with the men's and women's conferences, with the Sacred Heart Congress, all the great things, the Josephinum, Bishop Campbell's support, everything that's happening here, we are so grateful to be a part of it. And we are so grateful and are inviting you now to be a part of it. We need two more donations here in the last 4 minutes, 614-459-4820. Real simple to do. Just pick up the phone, dial it. We'll have you off the phone in just a couple minutes, 614-459-4820. Or online at stgabrielradio.com.
We have 4 minutes left till 6 o'clock, so call 614-459-4820. You know, Dave, as you were talking, I was thinking about the great Catholic community that we have here, the richness of the Catholic community, and how since St. Gabriel Radio has been online, how long has that been on the air?
12 years.
12 years it's been on the air. And what an impact that has had on the Catholic community. We are so blessed here in the Columbus Diocese because of St. Gabriel Radio and the way it has blessed lives beyond imagination. We are blessed, and may it continue to grow. We need you to help us make that happen. Keep this wonderful programming on the air and keep the lights on here and the heat going. The winter is coming. 614-459-4820. And you know what? There was an important donation just the last time that our angel Didi was in here. Don't forget about giving your cars. You can do that. And how do you do that, Bill?
You just give us a call and say, I'd like to donate my car, and we'll get your address and phone number, and we'll follow up and pick up that car within the next 48 hours or two business days. But I wanted to get to, before we end the hour, of course, give us a call, 614-459-4820. It looks like we have just one more gift that's needed, 614-459-4820. I wanted to say thank you to our volunteer hosts, like Marianne Jepson, our volunteer board op, Bill James, to Dave Orsborne, our assistant director. I'd like to say thank you to our broadcast team for our football coverage that starts in just a few minutes. Ryan's standing right here, ready to rock and roll for the night. It's another outreach to our community.
Our prayer warriors.
I'd like to thank our prayer warriors, like Joyce, who's standing next to us praying and hoping that this station continues strong. I'd like to thank Leslie Malik, Colleen Lewis. I'd like to thank Margie Baker for all of her work, Wheezy, her mom, who comes in and helps during the Spirit Drive, Greg Savaldi, our station engineer,
The priest.
The priest, of course, the priest. Yes. The priest have been so excited about what St. Gabriel Radio is doing for their parishioners, and we just can't thank you enough, our priests and deacons, for coming in, donating your time, but more importantly, donating your holiness and your guidance to all of our listeners. But there's so many people to thank. I'd also like to thank our board of directors, Mark Hawk, our board president, who was very ill today. Tried to make it through an hour with us this morning, wasn't able to do so. But what a great testimony to perseverance and faith from Mark Hawk today. And to see that firsthand is very encouraging. So give us a call, 614-459-4820. And I'd like to thank you, our listeners, for continuing to grow in your faith, to share that faith day to day, moment to moment. It's a great thing to see our community start to spark and to have a renewal of faith. Call 614-459-4820.
And three more thank yous here real quick before we go off for the evening. We will be back at 9 o'clock tomorrow, but this is the end of this dollar for dollar match. We have one more leadership gift from Patrick. Thank you very much. Father Michael, God bless you. Thank you for your gift. Barbara and Linda and Carol.
Oh,
you're all
so
awesome.
Much. Wow. This is so beautiful. Lana, thank you.
Thank you so much. We're going off now. We're going to our football coverage for the day. Thank you very much. We'll be back at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. God be with you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning.
WVSG, Columbus, Ohio. Statewide, this is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. It's time once again for the St. Gabriel Radio Catholic High School Football Preview Show with your host,